Here on the show, we've been sharing some advice on how to survive social isolation, like those two women we heard from last week in a cabin near the Arctic Circle for months. That certainly put things in perspective. Today, we hear from someone very used to living far away from friends and family, like about as far away as you can get. Here's The World's Amanda McGowan.
When astronaut Katie Coleman was living on the International Space Station, she'd often look out the window and down at Earth.
I felt close. I mean, you look down and Earth is right there and it's only 250 miles away. I mean, it's really not so far away. It's just you can't get there.
Coleman lived on the space station for 6 months, and that's a long time to be far from home. So like a lot of us are doing right now, she made a big effort to feel as close as she could by staying connected. She called loved ones from the special phone on board, and she also did this. Coleman is a flute player. She's actually played in not one, but two all-astronaut bands. And she figured out a creative way to practice with them from space. Kind of.
And so I took the MP3s that I had of our band playing different songs, and I would put that on the computer, and I would be up in the cupola, which is our window on the world. It's got these, you know, windows all around and a big one right up top. And I would listen to that music and play along as if we were playing in the same place together. And it made me feel as if we were.
But space isn't just one big concert in the sky all the time. An astronaut's days are filled with lots of tasks that don't have immediate payoffs. Organizing food, doing maintenance on the space station, conducting physics experiments. Coleman says she had to remind herself that all of these things, over time, would contribute to the mission, setting the stage for future exploration of places like the moon and Mars. And Coleman says this idea, mundane tasks adding up to something bigger, that's where space and this current pandemic are sort of alike.
What does this action that I'm taking right now, what does it really mean? What does it mean if I wash my hands one more time when I know I should, but I don't really feel like it, and does it make a difference?
Coleman says, yes, it does make a difference. Washing your hands or telling a loved one not to go out, these things really matter.
The steps may not be, they may not be exciting. You know, we may not be able to stand up and say, oh, I figured out the vaccine for the virus. But the fact that we stay home, the fact that we figure out how we can help other people, every one of those actions counts. There's no question in my mind.
Washing your hands, it's not rocket science. But right now, it's all part of the mission. For The World, I'm Amanda McGowan.